The coronavirus, the Fed is expected to loosen up on banks, and the very unusual pause in advertising ahead of the Super Bowl. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We continue our accounting this week of international businesses shifting in response to the coronavirus, which has now caused 170 deaths in China. Google is temporarily closing all of its offices in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. The furniture supplier IKEA has closed all of its stores in China, and the Korean electronics firm Samsung has extended its planned Lunar New Year holiday closure. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker filed this for us.
It's increasingly clear that the virus will have a substantial impact on the Chinese economy's performance, at least in the early part of the year. The latest business announcements about temporary closures add to a succession of similar decisions by other firms. Consumer spending over the New Year holiday period is sure to be affected, and the usual return of factory production after the break will be severely disrupted. Stock markets in Asia and Europe have declined as the concerns spread, and crude oil is also cheaper as the economic disruption is likely to affect demand for energy.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Here, the Federal Reserve is set to vote today on a proposal to loosen more restrictions that had been put onto banks as part of the post-financial crisis Dodd-Frank law. The Fed is expected to ease the regulations on what types of investments financial institutions can make. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now from Washington. Nancy, give me a letter V.
V for the Volcker Rule, David. This is part of Dodd-Frank, and it's designed to keep financial institutions from making the types of risky investments that help cause the financial crisis. The Volcker Rule generally prevents banks from trading with their own accounts for profit. It mostly prohibits banks from having stakes in what it calls covered funds, funds covered by the rule. We're talking about things like hedge funds and private equity.
So what is the Fed voting on today?
Well, they could be revising the definition of a covered fund. At yesterday's press conference, I asked Fed Chair Jay Powell if banks will start making more risky investments if this part of the Volcker Rule is loosened. Here's what he said.
We think that what we're doing is very consistent with safety and soundness and absolutely consistent with the letter and spirit of the Volcker Rule. We'll be getting comments from people, and we'll be looking into that question among many others.
Now, other federal agencies will also have to approve these changes, and there will be a public comment period before they're finalized.
Nancy, thank you. Let's check the numbers. FTSE in London is down 0.9%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each down 0.8%. Listen to this. Tesla stock is up more than 10% in pre-market trading now after it made more than $100 million last quarter and said production is running ahead of schedule. Normally this week before Sunday's Super Bowl is about the pre-hype and advertisers trying to build momentum for their brands. But with the shocking death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the others in that helicopter last weekend, plans have changed. Janine Poggi is senior editor at Ad Age. She joins us here in the New York Bureau. Always good to see you, Janine.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we have Kobe Bryant's death. That's affecting the ads that would normally run ahead of the Super Bowl?
So a couple of advertisers who had planned to release their full spots on Monday decided, with all of the news around Kobe Bryant, to postpone their marketing around the Super Bowl and push it until later of the week to not get, you know, in the news cycle of Kobe Bryant.
And also maybe as a sign of respect, not just selling stuff during a difficult time.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put out like a funny commercial to buy chips and soda and all of that when, you know, there's this horrific tragedy.
So which brands did you come across that are stopping temporarily their advertising?
So avocados from Mexico, Pop-Tarts, Olay, they originally had plans to release their ads on Monday. They decided to shift later in the week. I think the big one that we are all paying attention to is Planters, which killed off its spokesman,
Mr. Peanut,
last week. They pre-released a spot showing him like fall in a fiery car crash and die, and they're planning on hosting his funeral during the Super Bowl. Right now, they paused all of their online marketing. But they say currently it is still planned to air this funeral ad. I think it remains to be seen, and I'm sure there are plenty of conversations taking place this week. But that's one that could potentially their actual creative be impacted by all of this.
I know it's a bit of a transition here, but what else are we going to see for the ads at the Super Bowl? What's on your radar?
Yeah, lots of humor. Okay. I think that we're going to see a lot of Super Bowl advertisers try to be lighthearted and, you know, make some jokes.
It's tricky though, right?
It's so hard. You know, you saw like a brand like Hyundai last year. They did this whole commercial in an elevator. And one of the jokes was about this vegan dinner party. And they got so much backlash. So I think it's really hard to be funny in the current, you know, mood of the country.
We also have a hummus commercial from Sabra.
They have their first Super Bowl commercial, and they showed a couple of teasers for the spots, which bring together like the Real Housewives of New Jersey, two drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, rapper T-Pain, that are all supposed to culminate in this one commercial.
All right. Janine Poggi, senior editor for Ad Age. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, there are two especially high-octane ads planned from President Trump and Democratic rival Michael Bloomberg to keep what could be polarizing messages from bumping up against other paid advertising. The Super Bowl broadcaster Fox will run those political ads in separate clusters, adjacent only to the network's own promotions. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.